just it's just for the people to, you know, have their needs answered.
We hear from people all in different parts of the globe. We heard from somebody this week with dire circumstances. That happens a lot. Send your prayer requests in. Pastor Jim or Betty up in Indiana, who's part of our radio team, or Shell, who's also part of our radio team. One of them will send out your prayer request to our prayer team. If you want to be on the prayer team, just send an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com, and they'll make sure that you are added to the team, and you'll get all those requests and a prayer. So here we go, station ID. Here we go. All right, welcome back to the second half of Living the Good Life. And we are right here starting a brand new series today, Signs and Wonders, based on the book of Acts. And we talked in the first hour a little bit about thirsting after God and how important it is. And, you know, as we really delve into this fact that God wants to be so much more for us than we have ever realized, what does that do to your heart, Dr. Angel?
You know, it's so encouraging. It's so encouraging to know that the Lord of all creation has he knows me intimately, but he has a plan and a purpose for me specifically, and that's he wants to draw me into that plan and that purpose, and I just need to let him and to yield and surrender so that, you know, my divine, and all of us have a plan and a purpose for our life, and to tap into that, you know, when we're tapping into where God's bringing us, like, it is like this energetic, like, I can't even explain that feeling that comes over you when you know that you are in the heart set presence of where God has placed you to be.
What does it do to you? I mean, it really does change you, just knowing that God loves you that much, that he wants you to have everything that he has planned for you.
It gives you this energy and this peace and this connection, and like, it's amazing, you know, to allow God to work in our lives, to yield. You know, does that mean we're not going to have problems? No, but it means the Lord of hosts is walking me through these problems.
Amen. You know, before we have this thing, and we talk about a lot at Beacon of Hope, and it's about praising God before you see your answer. Nan, why is that important?
Because we have such faith in him, we know he's going to do it. But then we can reflect back, and we can share with people who knew at the time what was going on. Say, I'm praising God for this situation. Just praising God how he's going to move the situation. I praise God how he's going to move the situation. Then he goes and moves, and then you can share. And some of the people who knew that you were praising him.
Right.
You did it before seeing the answer. Just right. Trusting, trust.
I like how Graham Cook talks about that. He says we should have a celebration sandwich going on all the time. You know, we all can relate to a sandwich. It's made up of parts. There's bread. Angel and I had a sandwich after church today at my house before coming to the radio. So we had very low-fat bread. And in between it was some cheese and some lettuce and, for me, relish. And we had some turkey, cold cuts, and not a whole lot of calories there, but you got bread on both ends of it, right?
Yes.
Okay. A celebration sandwich starts with thanking God for the answer before you even give him the request. Praising him for who he is. Praising him for who he is. You are so great, mighty God. I love you so much. I know that as I bring this request before you hear me. David said in Psalm 18:6, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. He heard my voice out of his temple. My cry came before him into his ears. That's Psalm 18:6, one of my favorites. And in other words, you start your celebration sandwich with, okay, God, I praise you because I know you're going to hear me. Now I'm going to give you my request, and that's the turkey that Angel and I had for lunch in between there. Here's my request. And oh, we had cheese too. So there's a little bit more here, God, on that request. There's this part of it and this angle of it. And then we're going to finish it off with another piece of bread. Or we're going to finish it off with thank you, Lord, for doing this before I see it. Thank you, Lord. Talk to us about that, Angel. Why is a celebration sandwich such a great way to pray?
Well, it encourages our faith as we're praying that way, because you know, a lot of times we glorify the problem in our life and when we're talking about it. And so this is building our own faith inside of us. You know, yes, Lord, I know you have the power to do this. I know you have a perfect will and I know you can handle this. this is what I'm needing. And then you've got this, you're in control.
Amen.
And you do impossible things. Like, that is increasing our
yes.
faith. And we're not just dwelling on
the issue.
Problem. We're
right.
dwelling on the God of all creation.
God is bigger than our problem, right? Joel Osteen says, instead of, I don't have this right in front of me, but I know the concept. Instead of, talking to God about how big your problem is, talk to your problem about how big your God is. Speak to the problem and say, hey, mountain, Mark 11, case, be cast into the sea, because my God is so big. How big is my God? My God is so big. And some of you out there, the whole idea of praising God, blessing his name, singing praises to him may be something you didn't grow up doing. Perhaps you grew up in a church where you never heard that. You sang some old familiar hymns, or maybe you grew up in a Catholic setting where that wasn't something you did. We get that, but we're telling you it's scriptural. Paul and Silas in the book of Acts, and we'll get there at some point during this series. Paul and Silas praised God before the answer, before they saw it, and suddenly their chains fell right off, and the jail doors burst wide open, and they were free. And so praise frees us up, which brings me to why I chose this song right here. I bless your name. Why don't you do that with us as this song is played? Love It by the group Selah.
In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their pain began their chains were loosed, and they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor, give you the truth, the way,
praise God. Praise God. We bless your name, mighty God. That's who you are. Whoa, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was not the song I was planning on playing in that slot. And I did not even remember that it starts out with Paul and Silas. That tells, and I was just talking about that before that song, right? That's the anointing of God, his presence, that's leading and guiding even the songs that we are singing or playing and the words that we are talking about on this show. This is powerful. God's got that for someone. John chapter 1. In John chapter 1, John the Baptist was baptizing. And in verse 29, he looks up. Remember, John the Baptist was the cousin of Jesus. The very next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him, and he yelled out, "Here he is, God's Passover lamb." Only God could have revealed that to him. That was not something that was discussed. Jesus was not calling himself God's Passover lamb yet. He forgives the sins of the world. This is the man I've been talking about, the one who comes after me, but is really ahead of me. I knew nothing about who he was, only this, that my task has been to get Israel ready to recognize him as the God revealer. See, that's kind of what happened just then with that song. I didn't know why, but I just felt very impressed to change the song and use that song because I come in with a stack of CDs and let the Holy Spirit lead. And I did not remember that Paul and Silas were in the beginning of that song. Okay. Now, John the Baptist looks up and goes, "Oh," and the Spirit of God in John the Baptist was saying to him, "That's the one." And John goes, "I didn't realize that was the one." You know, this was his first cousin. He didn't know until this moment. He said, "Suddenly I recognize him as the God revealer." Why? Because the Holy Spirit let John know in that instant, this is who you are, who you've been talking about. This is why I came here baptizing with water, giving you a good bath and scrubbing sins from your life so you can get a fresh start with God. You know, that's where it starts, people. And if you're one of these that's just kind of backslidden, just kind of taking a back road, you know, and you're not just really out there praising God, you're not thirsting after him, let this show today be your life-changing moment. Okay, let it be today. And John clinched his witness with this. Now, John's standing there. Here comes Jesus. And he goes, "Oh, my. I just watched the Spirit like a dove flying down out of the sky, making himself at home in him." John saw this, and so often we typify the Spirit of God with a descending dove, a dove coming down out of heaven. And he goes, "I know nothing." Why a dove? Dove is a white, and it's a sign of purity. In fact, on Dove soap, what's the logo on Dove soap? It's a dove, mm-hmm. Purity. "I know nothing about him except this. The one who authorized me to baptize with water told me. The one on whom you see the Spirit come down and stay, this one will baptize with the Holy Spirit." That's exactly what I saw happen. I'm telling you, there's no question about it. This is the Son of God. What powerful verses, Angel. Talk to us. What does that do to you?
Well, that's a faith builder right there. Woo! I mean, just, I will. Again, you know, what's going to happen? He will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we need that. I mean, it is so cool to see God's plan from the very first verse of the Bible all the way through the end, and then watch him through the ages with his plan. Like, it's all in sync. Like, it is so
totally
amazing.
In sync. I'm going to do it. He does it. Oh, by the way, didn't I tell you I did it?
Because we're human and we need to be reminded. We need to be reminded all the time. But and he knows that about us. Mm-hmm. And he gives us what we need the way we need it. And to me, it's just absolutely, it is such a confirmation of God is who he says he is. He has not, there's just nothing is in conflict with who God says he is and what his plan is and what he's going to do. And to me, that's just amazing. I mean, I work in, you know, science, so I'm always thinking of the, you know, the science stuff and the hard science. But, you know, God is absolutely the God of all creation. And he loves me. And he's in my life, and he's
He
active.
Loves you, Angel.
He sure does.
Oh, and even all those listeners right
and
now.
All, everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone. Whosoever, and I'm a whosoever.
Mm-hmm. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him.
And it's not because of something I do. That's mm-hmm. the cool part. It's
because we can never be good enough.
He is. No, we could not be good.
You know, and to me, it's so powerful that John the Baptist, and if you go back in the book of Luke, you can read the story here of how John's parents in Luke chapter 1, Zechariah and Elizabeth, could not have any children. Zechariah was a priest. Long story short, God told him he was going to have a son and going to name him John, and he goes, hey, that can't be. I'm too old. And so he was mute, couldn't talk. For 9 months until the baby was born. And this is that John. So look at Luke 1 later, and that'll be a real faith builder for you. This is that John who it says came in the spirit of Elijah. He actually lived out in the wilderness a lot. He left home at an early age, and he lived out there seeking God. And it says in Luke 1 that when Mary, who was pregnant with Jesus at the time, went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, that when she greeted her, the baby within Elizabeth, John, leaped for joy, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. So John came out of the womb filled with the Holy Spirit. He had work to do. And I believe he was groomed by Zechariah and Elizabeth to do that very thing. Angel, talk to us about that. How cool that is.
I think it's amazing. I mean, that just goes in to think that God, has plans for each and every one of us. We're watching what God did with the plan through John and his life. But we're no different. We're people. He has plans.
He has plans.
Give us hope. It's to give us future. It's for him, you know, to be glorified.
Oh,
and so
it is.
Watching him unfold these plans in such the most perfect, amazing way is such a faith builder to me.
It is. I grew up as a pastor's kid. A lot of you know that, missionary's daughter in Central America, and came back to the States, and my dad was put in charge of 93 churches, so we went to a different church every Sunday, and we were very busy in the ministry, and then eventually I became a youth pastor, etc. But I talked about it earlier in the show, that I came at a point in my life, in my late 20s, where I began to really seek God like I never had before. I had always been in the ministry since 21, you know, as a high school teacher, starting a youth Christian group at our high school, and then working as a youth pastor in a large Christian church in Indiana. And I had always been in the ministry, really. I grew up in the ministry. But something happened to me in my late 20s, 27, 28, 29, I began to seek God. I wanted more of him. Talk to us, Nan, because I think you grew up in church too, but you grew up in a setting where people talked about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I didn't know anything about it growing up. I did not.
I was brought up in that, and, you know, seeing the
so
Spirit
was Angel.
Move and,
both of you were.
And, you know, seeing them, you know, having the Holy Spirit speak in tongues, and I grew up, I mean, to me, it was just
normal.
Natural, yeah. That's what I
That was weird to me.
I'm sorry.
It's not weird to me now, of course. No. But I mean, way back as a kid, yeah.
But, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I was raised in that.
Well, and really, what we're talking about this whole show is a thirst for God. And when we begin to thirst for God and we say, give me a drink of water, as we were leaving my garage today, Angel, I said, Angel, you need me to take water for the show. She goes, well, more than one, because that's 2 hours. And so I said, well, let's get a cooler, okay? Because you already knew you were going to thirst. Mm-hmm. You already knew you needed water to get through this, right? And so often we don't even realize how much of God we need, that we need to thirst, and then we begin to thirst and we want more.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us.
Well, it's, you know, the more you get, the more you want. When you start to taste the goodness of the Lord in your life, you want more of it, that peace and that all those, what he brings and the power and the encouragement and the faith, and he lifts us up. There's very few things in this world that lifts us up or feeds into us. You know, we're walking this world. There's tons of people who criticize and judge, and there's, you know, problems. But he lifts us up, you know, and
how can he care about you, about Nan, about me, about all our listeners scattered around the globe? How can he care about every single one of us?
Because he's amazing and perfect, and he created, knit us together. I love that. He tells us that he knit us together.
Yes.
That takes some time and intricacies, and he knows every piece of us. He knows the number of hairs on our head. Like, well, for me, it's zero, but you know what I'm saying?
Well,
he knows.
Yes.
Well, you know, I compare him knowing to a computer system.
Okay.
I mean, he's like a big computer.
All right.
No disrespect intended, of course. But, you know, I mean, you can go to your computer and you can pull up, you know, just all kinds of information, and it compiles. It's all right there. You know, I mean, at work, how many times do we need to pull up something work-related and boom, 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 it's all right there. I mean, it's just at the touch of hitting enter, you've got all this information.
Sure.
Say, so when you search for someone by a certain name, you've got a whole list. You know, and so it's similar to that.
It's similar to that because he knows everything there is to know about every single one of us that now live or lived or will live. Crazy. Hard to fathom.
It really is hard to wrap your mind around that.
Well, we really can't fathom the greatness of God. How can he know everything? Recently, I was talking to God one morning and talking about some things, and he said to me, and I wrote it down, he said, your mother and dad prayed for you when you were in the womb that you would be used by me. I thought, wow, I don't remember mom and dad ever saying that to me. However, I grew up in the ministry and I was vital in my life and I was always encouraged in the ministry. But I don't remember ever mom and dad sitting down and saying, you know, there were times that your dad laid his hands on my tummy and we prayed that you would be called of God and used of God. And God said that to me, and I thought, of course, he knows that. He remembers clear back then when my mother was carrying me that my parents actually laid hands on her stomach and prayed that this person would be, this baby would be used of God and called of God. And so I guess I just use that as an example because it just kind of blew me away when he goes, well, you know, they did that. You know, like, yeah, I remember it. I know you don't because you were inside, but, you know, and so I guess I'm saying that as an example of we can't fathom the greatness of God, how much he knows every intricate thing about us, how much he understands what we need. And I'll tell you where we're getting to in this series is we need God. We need his presence. We need the Holy Spirit working in our lives in a powerful way. We can't do it alone. It's not enough to have fire insurance, children. We got to have the Spirit of the living God alive in us. We got to be that soul on fire like that song we sang. Woo, comment on that, Nan, will you?
Well, I'm thankful that you went the route you went because you're not my pastor.
Yeah, but you know what? I was always going to be a medical doctor.
That's what you thought.
I went through pre-med, everything, wow. And was at the entrance to medical school, and God changed my path. And many times I've said, God, that was interesting that didn't work out according to my plan. And he said, it's because it was my plan for you to be a physician of souls, not
there you go.
Of bodies. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Talk to us, Angel.
I think one of the things I find so amazing with God, with this whole knowing us inside and out, is that I know I was a mistake to my parents. They did not plan me. They weren't ready for me. But I was not that heavenly mistake. God planned me.
Yes.
You know, and so many people have gone through life and have heard how, you know, you were an accident or you weren't planned or you were a mistake. But with God, none of us are. Not only we weren't a mistake, he has a plan for us. Like, to me, that's so cool.
Oh, it's so cool. And you know, the birth process is so amazing. And I got to throw this in because my oldest son, Ryan, and his wife, Mary, are expecting a baby in December, which is a miracle child. And they called last week to tell me that it's the size of a papaya. Now we've gone from banana to papaya, which is pretty exciting. And so as we go through those stages of development inside a mother's womb, we also go through stages of development in the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. We start out at that 30-fold range of salvation and accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And then we go along like I did in my late 20s and we go, there has to be more than this. I'm teaching salvation week after week. There's got to be more. There's got to be walking with God on a daily basis. And we get to that 60-fold realm where we say, okay, God, I want more of you. I want all you have for me. Okay? And the 100-fold realm is we are really walking in that life. We've talked the last few weeks about the way, the truth, and the life. That's the same as the 30, 60, 100. You know, the way to God is through salvation, through Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The truth is when we begin to really absolutely crave more of God. I got to have more of you, Lord. The word needs to come alive in me. That's that 60-fold realm. As we begin to walk in that, then we begin to walk closer and closer to that 100-fold realm of going deeper and deeper and deeper with God and the things of the Spirit. Talk to me, Angel, before we do the song.
Well, and that's just it, because truth, you know, trust takes time to develop and faith takes time to grow. And we're not going to just be able to surrender our lives and have complete, absolute faith, because it's something that happens step by step. And he knows that that's that faith development. And so as we're facing things and we're yielding it to him, he's, you know, helping us get from the infancy stage to, you know, the child stage. And we're in those stages with him. And
yes,
there
yes.
is no end to where he can bring us. There's no I've arrived moment. We're
never,
always,
never.
Should always be growing in him and emerging and becoming more and more like him.
Yes. The little McAllister papaya will, in December, be born a real person that we can hold and touch and tell it how cute it is, how great is our God.
He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great. Age to age, and all will see how great, how great is our God.
Ooh, I love that song, Oldie But Goodie. Oh, love it. Nan's got a poem God gave her during that song.
Little one, I am so great. Believe this to be so. Look to me for all things, and you will see yourself grow. I am the one who loves you in a way that only I can. Look to me, believe upon me, reach out and take my hand. I am the great one in your life, and am certainly here for you. I will help you through all things. Praise me. Look to me as you do.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Wow. Ah. And that's why when we acknowledge, Nan, that God is working in our lives, even though there's times we can't see and there's times we don't like what's happening, that does not mean that God's not in it, Nan.
I'm reminded of a situation I faced many years ago of kind of false allegations against me, which was ridiculous, and eventually just kind of everything was thrown out of the court system. But it was during that time I gained so much strength, because it was a lot of poems going on at that time, praising God in the mornings, getting up extra early, spending time with Him at my recliner. I would kneel at my recliner. That's where I like to meet my God. Mm-hmm. You can meet Him wherever. You know, that's
right,
where I
sure.
chose. That was for me kind of a sacred kind of thing that I did. You know, and through all that, I gained so much spiritual strength. Because I knew He was in control.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter how bad it started to look. I knew He was in control. And He would teach me how He was in control. And it would encourage me to realize how much He really was in control of the situation. And at the end, it made for a mighty testimony to a lot of people
right.
of Him being in control. And that is the way our lives are.
Right.
As we deal with different situations in our lives. Different people have different things. They trust God. God moves in the situation. Then they can share with others.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you can make it through that because I made it through that. And this is what God did. Look what God did. He'll do the same for you.
Exactly.
Woo!
Talk to us, Angel. Powerful stuff.
It is powerful, but here's the cool thing. He meets us where we are on such an individual level. Like, it's so personalized. And it's just what we need right when we need it. And you know, it may not look like we think it should look like. I know we all, when we're going through issues or problems or struggles, we all kind of get this vision of like how God should fix it or how He can make it better. But most of the time doesn't really look like at least the way I think it should look. But
exactly.
But He's there. And, you know, I can feel His peace. It was just like when you were playing the song, How Great Is Our God. And it was just mm-hmm. like all I could do was just like breathe in His presence. Like it could just feel it going through my body.
Yes.
And it's so strengthening.
It is. Because He's not just our personal God, but He's that great God that sees everything that's going on in our lives. We're going someplace I didn't intend to. So we're going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8, verse 15. Romans 8, verse 15. Actually, we sang a new song today at Beacon, Resurrection Power. Was that by Chris Tomlin, Angel? I kind of think it was, but
I'm
not
sure.
I
think so, yes.
Anyway, Romans 8:15 says, this resurrection life. You see, if you believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son and that He was raised by God from the tomb alive, then that's a resurrection life we're living. In fact, in Romans 8:11, it says, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it'll give life to your mortal body. Yeah, we're taking a turn here, but this is for somebody out there. You need this. Romans 8:11 and Romans 8:15. And the whole chapter of Romans 8 is a great one to read and meditate on. Romans 8:15 says, this resurrection life you receive from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. I think that's interesting because a lot of people are just waiting to die. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I'm getting older. I got this ache, got this pain. I'm going to die pretty soon. You know, no, stop that. It's not a timid, grave-tending life. The next sentence of Romans 8:15 says, it's adventurously expectant. Adventurously expectant. All right, God, what you got up your sleeve? What you doing? What you got? What are we doing? What are we doing next? It's like a little kid who says, where are we going? You don't know how we there yet? Are we there yet? Do you remember Angel and Nan and our kids in the car, and we take them somewhere? And it was like, are we there yet? When are we going to be there? What time are we going to be there?
Oh, yes.
Remember, I'm driving you crazy-minded, too.
Uh-huh.
And they were so excited. Mine were always so excited to drive from Indiana down to see Grandma and Grandpa in Sarasota. And we drive all night, so they would all three sleep all night, you know? And then we get there, and they could just put their suits on and jump in the pool, you know? That they were so excited. Are we there yet? So it's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, what's next, Papa? What's next? Now I see why God has took us to this passage. Here's what's next for you, dear one. And we're going to talk about it more in the next few weeks. And that is desiring to be all that God wants you to be and to be filled to overflowing with Him. For the Word of God to come alive to you because you're thirsting after Him. What's next, Papa? Well, what's next is a deeper walk with God. You know, that's interesting because this morning I was reminded, as I was walking around my house praying, I was reminded of a little song we used to sing in Sunday school. Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
And I was like, why am I thinking of that song? Now I know. He wants us to go deeper with Him, wider into the blessings of God. Not just to settle for a salvation experience, fire insurance, the 30-fold realm. God wants us to go deeper, deeper, deeper. What's next, Papa? What's next? And that word Papa is translated Daddy God. God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirms who we really are. We know who He is, and we know who we are, Father and children, and we know we are going to get what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through the hard times with Him, then we're certainly going to go through the good times with Him. Wow! And then down to verse 28 that we quoted a minute ago, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. So no matter what you're going through right now, dear listener, God has blessing in store for you. Angel?
That is so encouraging. And as I hear that, it's funny because this has kind of been a theme I've felt in my spirit probably for the last 2 or 3, 4 weeks maybe. And I've been playing that song, Good, Good Father, over and over. And that part that just says, deeper still. And it's like, yes, that's where I want to go. That's where I feel that calling for me to
go deeper,
pressing forward.
And when we feel that, then we have to put the time in. Mm-hmm. We have got to spend time in His presence. We have got to spend time in His Bible, in the Word. Romans chapter 8, the book of Acts. John, the book of John. If you want to start somewhere, start with John and then just go right on. The next book is Acts. And go read John and Acts. And one of the greatest chapters in the entire Bible is Romans chapter 8. Get it down on the inside of you. You know, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, that's Romans 8:11, then He'll give life. And that word in the original Greek is Zoe. That's why I forgot to tell her happy birthday today. My oldest little dog is Zoe Grace on purpose. It comes from that scripture. And she turned 15 today, the little brown miniature dachshund. 15 years old today, Zoe Grace. Happy birthday. And you know what? That Zoe is the God kind of life where we are just alive in the presence of God. Zoe's in perfect health. She's 15, but she sure doesn't act like a 15-year-old. She is radiant and full of life and plays soccer like you cannot believe. Right, Nan? You can testify to Zoe's playing soccer.
Yes, she does a great job.
And Nan, how does that translate into our individual lives that we want to be so full of God, that Zoe kind of life, that we're on fire, that soul on fire?
Well, you know, with what Angel was saying about just wanting so much more, wanting to go deeper, what came to my mind, I was Play-Doh.
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 I like Play-Doh.
I like Play-Doh, too. Well, is that what you want for your birthday, is Play-Doh?
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Okay. Okay, so you have Play-Doh.
Yeah.
And we've all had our kids play with Play-Doh. We probably play with Play-Doh. You get the Play-Doh out, and it starts just as a mound, a mob of color, each one. So you can dump them all out. And some people, they do this kind of spiritually. They want more. So, you know, some people, some kids will build a very extravagant-looking creation by using multiple colors going on and twisting them certain ways and flattening them certain ways and just making their little masterpiece. But you know, that's the way it is with God.
Yes.
He makes a masterpiece out of us.
Yes.
You know, it's like when we allow him to, you know, and it's when we go through difficult times, we need to allow him. We need to realize and recognize that even in the midst of whatever they're going through, he is there.
Amen.
He's making you a masterpiece.
Yeah.
You know, he's a potter.
Yeah.
We're the clay.
We are.
But anyway, that's what I thought of with Play-Doh.
We're
the
Play-Doh.
You know, some kids just will do it and do a mound and then that's it. They make a little mountain and that's done. But others spend more time.
Yes.
And I want to be the kind of Christian that spends more time.
Yes.
And
gives God permission.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
To work on you. You know? Interesting. That's affecting you. Why is that affecting you?
Because he's so good. You know, and regardless of what you go through, he's so good.
Yes, he is.
You know, I mean, I see right now, he's carrying me through a situation.
Right.
But, you know, he's carrying me through a situation. And it's like, and I'm giving glory to him in the situation.
Amen.
I'm praising him in advance for all that he's doing.
Yes.
And in the steps that I'm taking and what is happening, it's like, okay, God's going to get the glory. Praise God. Then I'll praise God for what he's going to do.
Yes.
Praise God for the end result. Praise God. You know, we've been talking about praising. We need to praise.
We do.
We need to praise in the midst of what's going on.
We do. We do. We do. And because as you begin to praise God, even if it has, you make yourself do it, God shows up.
Yes. Sometimes, I mean, it's not easy.
Sometimes it's not.
It's not. You know, sometimes when things are going great, it's easy to praise God.
Yeah.
When you're needing to deal with something or trust God for something or look at something in the future, you know, and we've already talked about that the first hour, about praising God when you don't see the result happening. Praise him anyway.
Right.
He will move. He's going to move on the scene.
Amen. Thank you for those thoughts. Angel?
Well, you know, it's funny. Something that you said just hit me. I've been listening to a song called Masterpiece by Danny Gokey.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that that's what he's working to do in us is to keep refining us and bringing us closer and closer into his perfect plan for us.
Amen. In the presence of Jehovah, that's where we need to hang out.
In the presence. Trust.
right here in His presence, I want to let you know, no matter how big your problem, troubles vanish, broken hearts are mended. Find your answer
in the presence,
only in the presence
of the King.
Come right now.
Listeners, right now, wherever you are, just acknowledge that you need God, that you need Him in a deeper way than maybe ever before in your life, that you're running to His presence, that you want to go deeper with Him, that you want all that He has for you to manifest in your life, that you want that filling of His Holy Spirit within you, that you want to be so on fire, that people know there's something going on in you. Lord, we pray for our listeners, and Lord, we ask that you put that desire within their hearts this day, as it is in the three of us, Lord, that we just want to be all you want us to be. We want to be souls on fire for you. And Lord, we thank you for this time on the air today. We thank you that we've been able to share our hearts and the word of God and songs that have blessed many, many people. Lord, we give you the glory and the praise for that today. Touch our audience, bless their hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Got a few more minutes here. Nan, what did God give you?
He gave me a poem.
Okay.
It says, "In my presence is healing, lean upon me and believe. The answers will appear before you. Of my blessings you will receive. I am here for you, precious one. Praise me right where you are. I am right with you. I am not at all far. So what will you do? Will you praise me right now? You will find all your needs, for I am your powerful tower. Whoa. And the word tower, it kind of stuck out to me, brought something to memory from 20 years ago or something. I can remember taking my pastor's two daughters. They were young, elementary age daughters, and I took them we were in St. Augustine, and I took them up the tower, lighthouse in St. Augustine, and we walked and walked and walked. And then you got to the top, you get to see the whole big, wow, beautiful picture. And that's what I thought of. That's the way he is, our tower.
Yes.
He is up there. He sees the big picture that we don't see.
We can't see
that on this level.
Right.
But he sees the big picture. And like, you know, I think it was it Corrie Ten Boom, the one who talked about the tapestry?
Yes, it was Corrie.
And on the underside, we can only see the underside.
Yeah.
But he sees the top side.
Yeah.
And he sees the beauty that he's making us in the midst of the trials that come our direction. They're not caused by him.
Right.
But they will come. And he's with us, and he's making a beautiful tapestry.
He is.
He's taking all that stuff, and as we're leaning on him,
right?
Because Angel has made reference that he's a gentleman.
Right.
He doesn't push himself.
Right.
But as we lean upon him, he moves in that kind of situation.
Which takes us right back to Romans 8:28 one more time. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Angel, talk to us.
He sure does. And, you know, I remember the first time I heard that verse, I was like, yeah, all things. I can't imagine all things. And as I've, you know, trusted in him and chose to press forward, yeah, yes, he does all things. The good, the bad, the ugly, whatever it is that we are going through or have been going through, he works it out and weaves it into our plans and purpose for our lives.
He really does, doesn't he?
Yes.
And you got to take our word for it, audience, because we've lived it. And, you know, he really does cause the things that are seem so painful at the time and so difficult to understand. He takes those and he turns them for our good. And he uses it as a teaching experience a lot of times. And so what have we been saying? Let's sum it up here on this show. We've been saying today that we need more of God. We're not content to just have a salvation experience. We want to go deeper with God. We want to receive his blessings. We want to understand his ways. One of the songs we did today, Show Me Your Ways. We want to understand what God's up to. And sometimes we don't understand till many, many years later. But it's the desire of our heart to go deeper with him and become all that he wants us to become. Talk to us, Nan, about all that. Just got a minute or two here before we got to get out of here.
Well, I know my heart's desire is just to be a bright light for him. I want to be able to minister to people and reach out to people in ways in which I've never done before.
Right.
That is my heart's desire.
Right.
Period.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
And because of that, you're not content to just live life normally, right? Like
no.
You always have, right?
No, definitely not.
Right. You want more of him. Amen.
Oh, definitely so.
Angel?
Well, you know what I really feel, God speaking in my heart, is it's time to stop settling and to start reaching. And, you
right.
know, and I think that's kind of been a theme for me all over, just natural, spiritual, and it's just keep pressing in. Don't
right.
settle.
Don't settle. You want more of God. Desire more of God. Remember Jeremiah 29:11-14, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to bless you, give you a future and a hope. Is that your journal right there, Nan? Plans to give you a future and a hope, and not plans to, you know, ruin you or cause you pain and calamity. God has good things in store for you. Good Father. That's who he is. That's what he wants for us. Yeah. We invite you to catch more of our shows by going to our website, bohmglobal.com, www.bohmglobal.com. There are hundreds of shows there. You can also catch the shows here on podcast right here on www.tantalknetwork.com. Go to the podcast tab and go down to the name of this show, which is Living the Good Life. And again, you're going to find a ton of shows right there. And you can tell people about them. Tell them and say, hey, this show has helped me, you know. We'd love to hear from you. You can write me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. And one last thing, Nan, about our prayer line. Would you mention that again, prayers@bohmglobal.com?
is a prayer line where people can write in their prayers. They don't have to identify who they are if they choose not to. Either Pastor Jim, Betty, or Shell pick up the prayers and put the prayer request along with the prayer out on the prayer line.
Yeah.
And that allows us to be able to be all praying in one accord.
Exactly.
And same thing in one accord for that particular person. And we've had miraculous things come through.
Oh,
on the
yeah.
prayer line.
Answers
people
to
respond
prayer.
Back.
My gosh.
It's just been, it's just,
healed of serious diseases, all kinds of things. Thank you, Nan, for being on today, Nan Watson. Angel, would you mention our Thursday night show real quick again?
Sure. Thursday night on this station, 6:06 p.m., is Go Yard, our life coaching show, helping you learn to hit those home runs in life. Live life and live it well.
Check it out this Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. We'll be right here, Angel and I, with part three of The Path of Lies. And you can catch shows you've missed, again, by going to tantalknetwork.com, podcast, Go Yard, name of that show, or our Go Yard website, goyard2014.org. It's an ORG. All right. Thank you, Dr. Angel. Thank you, Nan. God bless you both. So here we are getting ready to, did you want to say something else, Nan? Hang on. I'm going to get your mic back on.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right. Thank you. All right. It's been a joy to be with you today. We always love it every single week. We're here right here at 3 p.m. Have been now for almost 12 years and in our 12th year and excited about it. And again, reminding you to mark your calendar for September 23rd when we celebrate our 600th show, going live on Facebook for the whole show and featuring every member of our radio team. Those are scattered around the United States, etc. It'll be an amazing day. So September 23rd, and that is right here on Tan Talk Network. And it's not far to Jesus. It really isn't. He's no distance from the love of God. He wants to bless your life. He loves you so very much. You can go back and listen to this show again after a few hours. It'll be on podcast tonight, right here, tantalknetwork.com. Podcasts, and then Living the Good Life. This has been Angel Falzone, Nan Watson, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, bringing you the Word of God today on Living the Good Life. We hope to hear from you soon. God bless you.